Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this Indian man was fined $400 for pooping at the entrance of shops in Singapore. Maybe instead they need to do what they do more often, which is to cane people and put them in prison for 10 years for doing stuff like this. A better strategy would probably be to rub his nose in it and use a rolled up newspaper as deterrent. When they told him to feel right at home, I don't think this is what they meant. This is injustice though. In Singapore it's a $1,000 fine for chewing bubblegum, but only $400 for pushing one out in public. Up next, here's a villager in Pakistan working to send his daughter through college. And there she is westernizing herself while increasing her notch count, and he has no idea it's happening. Then again, she's probably studying to be a doctor, and that's just her anatomy class. This is today's harsh reality, and most fathers have no clue what their daughters are doing. Their mothers, of course, do, and probably encourage it, because they didn't get to ride the rooster roller coaster while they were young. Number 3, this Ghanaian prophet claims that God told him that there would be floods on Christmas Day last year, and so he built a giant ark to save people. People gave him donations hoping for a ride in the ark when the flooding began, but he now claims that God postponed the flood and is using their money to buy a Mercedes. Sounds about right. If you wonder how people fall for this stupidity, remember that the average IQ in Ghana is only 58. That's like a 12-year-old anywhere in Europe. Moving on, Dollar Tree reports that of the 3 million households that shop at their stores, roughly 60% earn more than $100,000 a year. Of course, because the new poverty line is now supposedly $140,000. What I want to know is how they know this. Are they stealing information, doing surveys, or using data brokers? We're also being gaslit because they keep telling us that the economy is doing great. But if it was, then why are so many people shopping at dollar stores? Number 5, California has gone crazy, and now requires booster seats for kids and teens aged 8 to 16. Imagine you just got your driver's license, but you have to use a booster seat. Talk about a bad deal if you're trying to pick up a date. This is the feminization of our soy society on steroids, and women's obsession with making sure everyone and everything is overprotected. They think those kids are too young to sit in a car normally, but it's okay to give them drugs for transitioning into the opposite sex. Absolute insanity. Up next, is good to see that women are using their college skills for something important, like shoving 11 pickles in their mouth at the same time. I don't see the big deal here. Just a bunch of medium-sized and small ones. She might have gone through a training in an Asian sorority. But one thing is for sure, universities are really good slut-making factories these days. University is a way for women to get run through and have their fathers pay for the privilege. Number 7, according to scientists, quantum physics suggests that death is an illusion, and that consciousness doesn't end when the heart stops. I've known this for decades and remember specific events and places in past and future lives. Not only do we live one life, but each life we live many times over, and God the programmer slash reprogrammer refines it until we get a decent outcome. And sometimes if you're spiritual enough, you can actually change your life path or see God do it himself. Moving on, all any man wants these days is a decent-sized suburban bunker complex. Rich people are building these over the last 6 months or so. Not to survive a nuclear winter because they watch too much fallout, but because they want a place they can store their tangible wealth like gold and silver. My favorite bunker was in The Last of Us show, where a fudge packer built his bunker under his basement. Just a place big enough to hide and survive in. Number 9 is a sad story of an Indian immigrant in Canada dying in the ER of a heart attack, waiting for doctors to check him out. Luckily, the same didn't happen to my father, but he had to stay in the hospital for almost a week before getting an angioplasty. Ironically, with the millions of Indian people being let into Canada, there aren't enough hospital beds or staff to handle all those folks. But hey, our healthcare is free, and we aren't allowed to have private clinics either. Meanwhile, the rich go to the United States to get their healthcare. Up next, but if you're poor and middle class in the United States, it means healthcare can be an issue too. It's gone so bad that this retail worker was forced to join OF to pay for her father's Alzheimer's care. It's a good thing he probably can't remember that she's his daughter, or he would die from the shame. But seriously, this is probably just an ad for her OF page, and probably also leads you to a Kickstarter to raise cash for her dear old dad. And for extra victim points, she also looks like an amputee. Number 11, speaking of poop in Canada, there are now signs like this one at a lake near Vancouver, saying that human waste was found at the lake, and to be respectful of the staff and use a designated bathroom. This is what enrichment looks like in Kanakistan. Near me, Indians put up a tent on a beach and cut a hole out in the bottom and pooped in the tent, so that no one could see them doing it. I wouldn't be surprised if kids played in that sound and found the wonderful surprise. Unfortunately, the people this sign was meant for probably can't even read. Moving on, here's how the popular girl from high school, now that she's divorced with kids, looks at some random guy when he walks into his hometown bar. Yes, now that she's been run through, has rugrats, and is almost 40, her eggs are almost gone. She's finally ready to give him a chance. But she doesn't look like this, though. Add another 40 pounds for posterity's sake. Actually, add more like 80 pounds because there's not much to do in small towns except for eating. Number 13, here are the most common religions in European countries. Doesn't even matter at this point because fertility rates are crashing everywhere. What I was kind of surprised by is that in Greece, the majority of people are atheists. Also, how even in Albania, which is Muslim, they're majority atheist there too. My spiritual experiences are most closely related to Philip K. Dick, when he mentions that God is a programmer and reprogrammer. He describes my experiences perfectly, and did so before I was even born. Up next, here's more proof that Western values are slowly chipping away at Islam. Saudi Arabia has loosened its alcohol rules, but only for those making over 13 grand a year. Sorry, no alcohol for all the brokies out there. Saudi Arabia is falling fast. First they gave women rights, and now this. The poor people in their country are mostly worker jeets, and they don't want them getting drunk and causing issues. Number 15, a rapist in Australia attacks 26 women and kids and keeps his visa. Australia has gone absolutely insane. They'll probably start clamping down on speech criticizing the government shortly, but illegally touching others seems to be not that big of a problem. Our civilization is declining and governments want us fighting each other instead of them. They also distract us with food and digital devices, and if that doesn't work, then they'll send Gen Z to war to prevent them from making trouble here. Moving on, how does someone get so fat that their body starts to think it's a good idea to store fat in their forehead? Well, what else is the body supposed to do? Everything else is full. But we should all be proud of Tammy here, because after all, she lost all that weight and improved herself. It looks like she also had to put her arms behind her in the after picture, so you can't see all that hanging skin. Her legs also look like they're melting. Unfortunately, it still looks like she has that weight to lose on her forehead. Number 17, Trump barely deports 1.5 million people, which is a drop in the bucket compared to prior presidents, and yet he's seen as the bad guy. Those are rookie numbers, though. He has to get them up. Why weren't people protesting like they are now when the Democrats or George W. were doing this? I think the reason people are pissed off now is because we now have a feminized society that wants to show compassion by allowing the illegal invaders to stay and enrich us. Woke femininity is to blame for this. Up next, OKCupid rated people's looks versus their personality. And it looks like your looks are your personality. And in this case, it looks like correlation does actually equal causation. But besides women saying that a man's looks equal his personality, I'm sure that they would also rate a man's confidence higher if he was taller. Stay single out there, guys, because this appears to be the average looks match in 2026. Number 19, here's proof that one of the most important things for women is hedonism. Molly here was diagnosed with terminal cancer, so what she did was divorce her husband of 15 years and then sleep with over 200 men before her death. What did they write on her tombstone? Molly took 200 toms before she was put in this tomb. I hope she died of an incurable STD before the cancer got her for what she did to her ex-husband. Moving on, RFK says that there's no time in history where the people censoring speech were the good guys. True, but the reason they're doing it today is because they fear revolution and the people rising up against them. Censorship comes from fear. The fear that other people's words and arguments will influence people so they go against the state and the elites and their wishes. A declining civilization censors and is authoritarian. One that's advancing his free speech and is a liberal democracy. Number 21, careful out there, guys, because not every trans woman has an Adam's apple to hide like this one. Some of them get the surgery to shave down their Adam's apple, and they even get voice-changing surgery so they don't even sound like a man anymore. This one is delusional to think that Eve was a trans woman that somehow gave birth. Biology doesn't work that way, sweetheart. If Eve was trans, none of us would be here right now. Opnexus has to be one of the best ways to get unattractive women off your back. Just tell her you're gay and she can't make any more advances, and she's going to lose what respect she had for you anyway. Hell, she might even start seeing you like she sees women as competition for other men out there. In reality, women know exactly what men want, but they are trying to convince us that we want something else that's not this. Number 23, this is a man that convinced women that bikinis were not underwear. This is what happens when you're an incel that's never going to see women in those underwear. You trick them by making it fashionable to wear underwear at the beach, and you charge them money for the privilege. Bro is a legend and he sure looks happy here. Then again, this could have all been avoided if someone told him about nude beaches or brothels. But he was probably just too shy for those. And here's women's logic when you see them in bikinis versus their underwear. Moving on, why is the Canadian government helping Indians while not helping poor Canadians? It's crazy because retired Canadians get $1,200 a month as a government pension, while Indian refugees get almost $4,000 a month even though they haven't paid any taxes yet. We're giving priority to foreigners who are replacing us. If you're a Canadian from Eastern Europe or East Asian descent, at some point reverse migration is in order, where you go back to where you came from instead of living in India 2.0. Number 25 and the last one, this couple decided it was time to lose weight. The only question I now have is, when is the divorce? Because she's probably going to think she's hotter than him and leave. The equivalent of a woman losing 150 pounds for a man is not him losing 150 pounds. But it's him losing 150 pounds and then putting on 50 pounds worth of muscle. Yes, he looks healthy and much better overall. But unless he gets ripped, odds are her sexual marketplace value is now higher. And she's going to leave. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.